Up next on KNKX is a story from Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Our theme today is peace of mind. And if you're an inmate in a prison, finding any kind of peace can be difficult. There's no privacy. You have very little control over your environment, your schedule. And let's face it, there's not a lot of beauty in jail. A few members of the Seattle Symphony are trying to give inmates some relief. A trio with the symphony recently played for a group of about 40 inmates at the Monroe Correctional Complex. It turns out that both the musicians and the inmates get something out of these performances. 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve was there and brought back this audio postcard.
My name is Steve Bryant and I play the violin. I do know that when we play well, and we have good instruments, we're professionals, and we play great music, that there's magic in it. And that magic, I can't put into words. I just know that it's there. I've accessed it so many times, and I feel it. And when I listen to it, if I get goosebumps, that's good. That means it's working. It's touching the heart. These are humans. We are all humans. This music does not belong to the people with money. It doesn't belong to the people who can afford to go to the concert hall. Everybody deserves it. They need to hear it. I don't need to know what an inmate has done. They're humans. And I think the power of music to transform us as humans, what could be better?
My name is Joy Payton Stevens, and I play cello. I've probably played in the prisons at least four times. In a lot of ways, it's almost better because these guys, they listen with such respect and attention, and they're here because they really want to be here. I guess they could be, you know, doing any number of things at this time, but the guys that are in this room are here because they opted to come listen to us, and they listen with the most rapt of attention, and it's kind of a special environment. I think that music and art in general is one of the most powerful things, and I think that everybody needs to commune with that in some form or another. And I think the more the better, but not everybody always has that option.
My name is Dion Thomas, and I have heard the symphony here for the first time. Music moved me, and on various levels, and so I was just very appreciative that people of this caliber cared enough to come in here and hang out with us.
My name is Kevin Brewers. This is the first time I've ever watched the live symphony up close. For me, being up close like that, I could feel the energy live a lot differently than listening on the radio or whether on an MP3. And it was a really moving experience because I could really feel, and just watching them move, it was almost like a Tai Chi of music, you know, as they had a lot of just, you know, it was real natural.
Well, if I'm just being honest, it was, I had somewhat of an emotional response to it, because Kevin and I have been friends for years, and he'll tell you that I play the piano and I sing in multiple languages, and it's kind of some, I'm a Detroit kid and who never really had these opportunities to learn classically, but I can like sing arias and stuff like this. And so I think it's a very ironic thing for me to finally have an opportunity to hear these kind of kindred spirits.
I found it very refreshing, and I just found the overall mood and just the way people normally act compared to the beforehand and then after. I felt that it was just much more, the room felt real stable and just, you know, real calm waters.
I happen to be of the Jewish faith, and today's like a really important holy day for us. It's Passover, and it's like, wow, and it's all happening. It's like, music is all about timing, right? And mathematics and order, and here it all lines up to like one of the most important days in my faith. It spoke to this idea that I have value, and that many times, I mean, prison is the ideal circumstance of compartmentalizing, right? We're gonna put everything in its place. And it's to be able to say that, no, I'm a part of the bigger community. I'm a part of something so much bigger than myself. And it spoke to this idea that you don't have to be limited because of your circumstance.
That audio postcard from 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve.